We're going to head to Kalamazoo and be joined by Western Michigan head coach Tim Lester. Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Good morning, Ken.
Thank you for your time. And after getting back to your office and looking at the film, talk about your Broncos' performance in the road loss at Michigan State late Saturday night.
Well, you know, obviously watching the film, it was kind of exactly what we thought. They jumped out on an early lead quickly. And, you know, we had a couple chances to get back in it. We missed two field goals and missed, you know, threw an interception down to two going in. That would have been our best chance to stay in it. But, you know, obviously defensively they were stout. I thought we moved the ball fairly well. John did a good job of getting rid of the ball and not letting the D-line wreak too much havoc on the game. And defensively we need to tackle better. They jumped on us early. We settled down, played much better in the second half. And, you know, special teams-wise, other than the field goals, I thought we were pretty solid. So a lot to learn from, but a lot of missed opportunities against the top 20 team. You can't miss any of those opportunities.
And a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit *1 on your keypad for questions for Coach Lester and all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. Let's go to our first question for Coach Lester.
Your first question is from Patrick Nothith with the Kalamazoo Gazette.
Hi, Coach Lester. How are you doing?
Good. How was your wedding?
It was amazing. Thanks for asking. looking at the Michigan State game, you guys did seem to move the ball pretty well. What are some things you can take away from the positives as far as what your offense was able to do against one of the nation's top defenses?
Yeah, you know, we had a plan. You know, I've obviously been spoken with their coaches since the game, just to kind of get a vibe on, you know, how they thought we attacked them and the things we did well or if we were tipping anything off. And they were very complimentary towards John. He got rid of the ball. Our receivers found holes, and he just can't hold the ball against that team. Our receivers made some plays. You know, John had about two or three plays that he tried to force the ball in there, and we got to get rid of those. But, you know, but moving the ball and having, you know, over 300 yards. I mean, we executed the game plan about 85%, 90%. But against a team like that, I mean, that's given up. My goal was to get to high 20s. I thought would be a really good game. And if we had a drop touchdown late, we threw a pick at the two and we missed two field goals, I think we could have been in the mid to high 20s, which against them is quite a feat.
What's your team's focus defensively heading into, you know, a Georgia State opponent that beat Tennessee earlier this year?
Yeah, I mean, they're dynamic now. Right now they're playing with it's the same team we played last year, but they're playing with an unbelievable confidence. Their quarterback's in rhythm right now. He can run. He can throw it. If you look at his numbers, they're off the charts. They got a lot of team speed. You know, we have to tackle better, you know, and we have to communicate better. We had couple of miscommunications where it was really loud and we had to communicate between the linebackers and the corners on checks that we missed, and we turned a couple guys loose. And then once we got on the same page in the second half, we played much better. We still didn't tackle, I mean, the 230-pound running back, we took him high a couple times and he broke some tackles. We got to be better and more disciplined there. But we got to clean up our communication. We got to make sure we have our eyes on this quarterback because he's going to be all over the field. And try to contain him. We were able to do it last year, but they're playing at a new level this year.
All right, thank you.
Tim, to that point, what can you learn from last year's road game at Georgia State and apply that to this next and week three?
Well, it's nice, you know, for me running the offense to have film of our offense against this defense already. It's really the first time for me going into year two of running the offense, So we kind of know what they did last year, what they did to try to in our different formations to try to slow us down, and things that we did well, you know, getting rid of the things that didn't work, and hopefully have a more honed in plan of some of the new stuff we added along with the things that worked last year, you know. So it is nice to be able to look out there and have pretty much most of the offense back, and they have their whole defense back. They didn't lose hardly anybody, so it's going to be a similar game. They're going to have a chip on their shoulder, but it is at our place, which obviously is great. But it'll be a battle for sure.
Specifically, when you look at film, what challenges will they present to you both offensively and defensively?
Well, number one is they're playing hard. I mean, the effort level, the speed that they're playing at and confidence, they definitely know the defense better. They're communicating better. They're passing things off better. Offensively, I feel like they do have a new offensive coordinator who I think has done a good job, and he's kind of tied together their passing game with their run game, I think, a little cleaner than last year. Their guys are comfortable. They lost one pretty good receiver last year, and they found another one. This guy's a really good player, and so we know, obviously, they try to get him the ball a lot, just like they did with their key guy last year. So, biggest thing is going to be eye discipline, making sure that we're where we need to be. We get everything communicated on our calls, and we tackle better. But he's going to be a tough one to tackle. You don't roll into an SEC team and win unless you're playing at a pretty high level.
Offensively, with quarterback John Wasink in your offense, what do you need to see from them for success this coming Saturday?
Well, we got to get the ground game going. We knew playing the number one rush defense in the country, we knew we weren't going to be able to run it much. So we're going to have to get our run game going. It'll help our pass game. We've been throwing it way more than we traditionally do in the first two games. And we have to get back to running the ball. It's a thing that balances our offense. It keeps our defense off the field. And they can get some rest, so they're not out there all the time. And so that's really the key for us, is making sure we get that run game back going. And we know John and the receivers, they know what they're doing. They know their spots. The timing's been pretty clean in our passing offense. But we got to complement it with our rush running game, and that's something that we need to get going here moving forward.
Well, Tim, we appreciate your time. We'll let you get back to preparation for Georgia State. I want to wish you the best of luck on Saturday, and we'll talk to you again next Monday morning.
All right, thanks, Ken.
All right, thank you so much again for Tim Lester and his Western Michigan Broncos coming off the 51-17 loss at Michigan State on Saturday in that contest. Quarterback John Wasink, 23 of 37 passing for 252 yards and one touchdown for Western Michigan. They'll be hosting Georgia State this coming Saturday, September 14th, 7 p.m. Eastern. That game available on ESPN+.